Jay, my wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Household finances, can I afford a glass of wine this weekend or not?
Well, you can. I'm talking about income and national disposable income, but I just want to make one very quick point at the risk of getting political this early in the morning. You've been talking about tax cuts and debt and that. Can I just make one very clear point?
Yes.
When you make a tax cut,
oh, no,
you're
don't
not actually
is
you're
this,
not
is this
giving
the unionist,
people
this,
money.
Is the unionist masquerading as an economist?
It might be. You're not giving people money. You are taking less of what was already theirs.
Yeah.
Just let's.
Yeah, I said the same thing quite loudly to myself, but
yes. Okay. So let's talk about it. Let's move past that. Let's have a. This is an insight that Stats New Zealand released some data yesterday. It's a good insight into household finances. It's a little bit dated, backward looking, but interesting nonetheless. It's called the National Accounts, and the key takeaways, Mike, are probably not unexpected. Household incomes, savings, and wealth—they have grown, so that's a good thing. But financial pressures are building, but that's probably also not unexpected, is it? So at a nominal level, disposable income has grown. It's grown about 6%, circa 6%, if you compare the year to December 22 to the year to December 23. But consistent with much of the data, this you have to take into account those two things, population growth and inflation. And once you factor those in, national disposable income is actually shrinking. It's not much, but it is falling. So you will not be surprised to hear that spending on debt services is climbing. Now, Westpac have done some interesting analysis on this. They estimate that looking at households with mortgages, remember not everyone has a mortgage, you go back to 2021, spending on interest, so just interest costs, it was around 10% of people's income. By the time you get to 2023, it's 18%. So it's almost doubled. That's pretty significant when it's just interest costs. And when you start to drill into the composition of mortgages, looking at when mortgage rates were fixed, and they estimate that the average interest rate that households were paying had risen from a low of 3.2% in 2022 to 5.9% currently. And they expect that the average mortgage rate that households are paying will continue to rise. I think the Reserve Bank have talked about this as well. They're estimating it'll rise by about 40 basis points. So that's, you know, when we're looking at averages, and that's as borrowers sort of continue to roll off those lower rates onto higher fixed rates. I was sort of interested on the day too, Mike. Kiwi Bank issued an analysis of their customer card spending as well, and you're sort of seeing similar themes to what you're seeing in other spending data. Financial conditions are tight, household disposable incomes are being squeezed, consumer prices are high, credit is expensive, consumer confidence is subdued. We're seeing this sort of everywhere, and it's discretionary items that are being culled from the budget.
Exactly. What's the trachometer to say?
Oh, well, we've got the good old people getting out there. They're counting the cars. The light traffic index, motorbikes, cars, vans, it rose 0.1% month on month in March. Good indicator of demand as opposed to production. It's got a six-month lead on momentum. The trend there is flat. That's despite the population growth. So if you look at it again on a per capita basis, it's going lower. Heavy traffic index fell 1.8%, had been up. Of course, you do get monthly volatility in these numbers. That is a good steer on production GDP, and what it's suggesting is low but marginally positive GDP.
I need the numbers.
I can give you the numbers. The US markets have bounced back. The Dow Jones is up about 0.25%, 89 points, 38,547 as I look at it. The S&P 500 is up about 40 points, 0.75%, 5200. And the Nasdaq's had quite a strong bounce back, actually, 1.5% gain there, 252 points, 16,422. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost just under 0.5%, 7923. The Nikkei, the Japanese market, fell 139 points, 39,442. Shanghai Composite up about 0.25%, 3034. The Australasian markets were weaker yesterday. The ASX 200 lost 0.44%, closing at 7813. And the NZX 50 down 0.31%, 11,934. Kiwi dollar bounced back a little bit. It's now just under 60 cents against the US, 0.5997, 0.9170 against the Aussie, 0.5590 euro, 0.4777 against the pound, 91.86 Japanese yen, gold $2,360, so still very strong, and Brent crude $89.73.
You have a good weekend, mate. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, JMI, wealth.co.nz.